A very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Today, we are talking about it ain't over until God says it's over. If you're having an issue in your marriage and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know, I think it's over. Well, hold on. We have some good advice for you. Feel free to call and tell us your story. Ask for the advice. 855-454-5905. I'm your co-host, Tiffany Bacon, and here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany, and good morning to all our friends who are listening, whether online or on the air. We are just so grateful that you decided to join us. As always, we like to begin with a word of prayer, and let's definitely start praying more and more for those couples who are hurting. So let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father and God, we are so grateful for your love and your mercy. And Father, just a week after Resurrection Sunday, Father, we know that there are many areas in our lives that need to be resurrected. I know there are many relationships who are hurting, who are just trying to heal, Father. There are many who are just hanging by a thread and are wondering, what next? What do we do, Father? And I pray that you just give us the wisdom and discernment to advise, to guide, to inspire those who are looking for answers, Father. Thank you for this program, God. Thank you for this opportunity to help so many people, Father. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to go ahead and give you the number, and then we're going to share the theme scripture, and we're going to get in on the conversation talking about the different things that God says, right? It ain't over till God says it's over.
That's right. So give us a call at 855-454-5905.
Before we get to the theme scripture, I know many of you listen with your Bible in hand and a notebook. So go ahead and start turning to Hebrews chapter 12. But I've been, you know, thinking and praying and realize, you know, the even at the beginning of our program, we, you know, we have this little snippet where it says the very high divorce rate.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we do about it? You know, I think especially in the church, you know, are there marriages that perhaps could be salvaged, that perhaps should not end, but we give up too soon?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're in that predicament right now. Maybe you are struggling and wondering, you know, is it over? You know, do I just call it quits? Do I just say forget about it? It's too painful. What he did was too wrong. What she did, I just can't forgive her. I can't get along with this person. I mean, what do you do? And so Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endures such opposition from sinners, so that you would not grow weary and lose heart.
Mm.
Man, I love this scripture. The number one thing, you know, usually when the Bible says therefore, you got to ask yourself, why is it there for? Like, why is it there, right? And it says, listen, if you're surrounded, we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And I believe these are, you know, our fathers in the faith who are looking down from heaven, but also those who are around us who are looking. Mm-hmm. If you're a Christian and you're married, let me tell you, people are watching your life.
Mm-hmm.
Your children are watching, your relatives, your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends, and they want to know what's the difference between your marriage as a Christian and marriages out there in the world without a relationship with God. And so, number one, you got to remember, you know, we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And so the Hebrew writer then goes on and says, so throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let's fix our eyes on Jesus.
Mm.
You know, that's easier said than done, right? Mm. To fix our eyes on Jesus. There are times where we just can't see him because of what we're going through. It's too painful to see Jesus. It's too difficult. Sometimes we don't want to see him. There are times we want to see him. We just cannot see him because we're not looking spiritually enough, or we're just not focus where we need to be. But then it goes on and it talks about the joy set before him as he endured the cross, scorning his shame, but then sat at the right hand of the throne of God. And I love this part. It says, consider him who endures such opposition from sinners so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
Mm.
Are you weary? Have you become weary? in doing good, in fighting for your marriage. So Tiffany is going to give you this number. We want to hear from you. If you're listening right now, you have friends, family that you know they're going through something that they need to listen to what we're talking about here. Go ahead and encourage them. But go ahead and give us a call as well.
855-454-5905.
And, you know, the call might not necessarily be for you. If you want to get some encouragement or how to help someone else that perhaps, you know, they're really struggling right now. They don't know what to do next. So I love this passage. I love the scripture. But, you know, let's be honest. We see too many defeats. You know, marriages are under attack. We need to definitely do something about it. The divorce rate is just too high. And that's not counting those who are not even, you know, getting divorced. There's so many people shacking up, not doing it God's way, and then breaking up those relationships, but starting families, breaking up. I mean, really, the solution is doing things the way God intended for them to do. But let's remind all of us that it's not over until God says it's over. Where are you in your relationship? You know, Tiffany, from where I sit, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times people come to me when they're you know, hanging by their last, you know, rope. They don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had our Inspiration and Music Conference. We had the Marriage Beyond the Vows, incredibly well attended. And so many couples were there just hoping that this could be it. You know, right now, my wife and I are facilitating a very intense 8-week interactive course for married couples. We're doing this in Delaware. And let me tell you, there are many couples there who are just wanting to grow, but there are others who are just saying, man, hopefully this is it for us. Like, mm-hmm. is this going to help us? If not, we don't know what else we would do. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, when I sit there, a lot of times I'm like, wow, number one, I'm glad they're fighting for their marriage, because too many people give up. They never get to that point.
Yeah.
So I think that in itself, you know, if you're at that point, but you're at least you're saying, I'm listening to the show, I'm going to pick up the phone, I'm going to attend the conference, I'm going to get marital counseling. I mean, you're at a place where you are allowing God to work instead of just saying, okay, I'm done,
mm-hmm.
and I'm through. You know, it's mm-hmm. harder when those just say they're through. Sometimes yeah. one spouse wants to save the marriage, but the other one doesn't. And all I can say is, listen, at that point, you leave it to God, but you can't make the decision for your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fight this together. The Bible says the two become one. And so both have to be able to fight. I know that class that my wife and I teach, you could only take it if you're there, you attend it with husband and wife. You can't come by yourself, because you can't fight for your marriage alone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to fight together. So we want to hear from you. We want to be able to share with you, talk right. about some of these things. I know we're going to take a brief break, but we also, before we take that break, we want to make sure that you get on that phone line so we can have the conversation. You could also follow us and find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com and look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. And if you haven't already, hit the like button. Get in on the conversation. And, you know, if you feel like maybe you're not ready to call, you can always post your question online. We can get to it if possible.
And the number is 855-454-5905. We are going to take a break in about a minute. I do want to post this question before we did, if you could possibly answer it quickly. Marcos, how do you counsel couples who, by circumstance of job or whatever, live in two different states? And they can't possibly come together to seek counseling.
Sure, sure. Well, there's always a way, right? And it all depends on what your priorities are. If mm-hmm. your career is a priority, then that's going to come first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people, if your marriage is in trouble, now that's not something we recommend for any couple, but sometimes it's, you know, it's unavoidable. It's very difficult to avoid. But when your marriage is in trouble, like, you got to sound the alarm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can't say, okay, well, you know, if things are okay, you're working things out and you're living in separate cities, well, you have some time to work on it. But if you're in a state of emergency,
mm-hmm.
there's a certain, you know, sounding the alarm. You got to put that first. I mean, there's such a thing as going to your employer and saying, I need a leave of absence.
Mm-hmm.
I need, you know, to take some kind of sabbatical right now because
mm-hmm.
my marriage is falling apart. I need to work on my marriage. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that even in retail, which is mind blowing. I've known people who have said, listen, I need to attend this. I need to go to counseling to save my marriage. You know, most people in their right mind are not going to say, no, 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 you better stay here. Because
right.
they know if you're happy at home, if you have a happy wife, you have a happy life, mm-hmm. you know, so they know you'll be even more effective. So I say, okay. listen, figure it out, because it has to become a priority at that point. You know, whether it's even nowadays, you can even do virtual counseling. You can get online and mm-hmm. find someone that can do something, you know, in real time, but okay. through a video conferencing. But it's still not the same as being there face to face. I say just figure out a way. If it's a priority, I believe you'll find a way.
All right. And hopefully you will find a way to the phone and give us a call at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. We are Marriage Beyond the Vows, and today we are talking about it ain't over until God says it's over. So we're welcoming your phone calls with your questions at 855-454-5905. Going right to the phones, Marcos, we have Margaret calling in from North Philadelphia on line one. Margaret, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are both of you?
Good.
We're doing well.
How are
you? Thank you, Margaret. We appreciate it. So you have mentioned to our producer that you have some challenges in your marriage.
Oh, yes, I did. Truly, I did.
Okay. Tell us.
I got saved in 97. I always had a relationship with God, no matter what I went through as a child, teenager, and adult. I always talked to the Father, because I didn't know Jesus at the time, because the church I was going to, they only mentioned God. But as the years went on, Lord put it in my spirit and started getting in my word. So I was using the Bible as breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I wouldn't eat till like 9 because I wanted to be fed, and I wanted to know the truth for myself.
Okay.
Instead of listening to other people, I wanted to know the word for myself.
Amen.
And when I met my husband, I didn't know I was going to get married. I never planned to get married. I always said I just wanted to be by myself and just live my life after the kids got grown.
Okay.
So I met my husband in 98. I was met a young lady, and that's how I had joined the church. And then he came a month after me. We dated for a year, and we've been married now almost 16 years.
Okay.
But throughout the years, he has been trying to be a good dad to my son, but my son didn't want that, and my daughter, he helped raise her, so she was 4 years old. She would be 19 this year.
Okay.
And when they were younger, my son was cutting up, and this is how the problem began. This was to test the trial to see if I was strong or would it make me weak.
Mm-hmm.
And because my son was cutting up, DHS had got involved, and during that time, I guess it was too much pressure for my husband, and my husband is a big guy. He's not, like, skinny or nothing. He's a big guy, and I'm only 5'4". He's, like, 6'1", but he's huge. And he had sat on me and tried to choke me.
Your husband?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That was the first time he did that. This was in 99 when we just got married.
So hold on a second. So your husband's a lot bigger than you. You're petite, and he sat on you?
I'm 5'4". I'm about 185. He's about 3-something.
Wow. So he sat on you to try to suffocate you? I mean, what was going on?
No, he was choking me. I think it was the pressure of what was going on, whatever was going on with him. He never explained it.
Okay, okay.
But because DHS was involved, they found out.
Okay.
And I was bitter and I was angry. And I told him, I said, see, you said this was my mate. I prayed before all this happened. I've been with you, talking to you since 97. I know you didn't stay. I was just angry.
Okay, so you were angry with God.
Yeah, because I felt like, why did you send me this man? You tell me he's my mate. He the one for me. And look what he just did. Mm. I don't think so. So I kept crying and talking to the Lord. Then he told me he was. Everybody make mistake. He said, he let me know in my spirit. All have fallen short and come of the glory of God. There's no one perfect but me.
That's true. That's true.
So he said, you have to go with the bitter with the sweet. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. My life is in your hand. I told you my soul, it belongs to you. Now, I gave my life to you just the way I expected to be because I read the word. So during that time, they removed us from him. They came in a car and removed us. I had to go to a private abuse shelter for women, me and my daughter. At that time, my son was already in placement because of his action.
Okay. So I'm sorry. If you can get to the question, your story is pretty amazing in itself, but we do want to get to that question, if there is a question, to be able to address.
I just wanted to let married people out there know that it's not over, because I've been through some storms and valleys, and in my marriage there's been ups and downs. But because of my faith and because I trust God, I leave every circumstance in His hands. I cry, I pray, I talk about it with the Lord. Me and my husband come to realize that the best way, I'm a very private person, so I don't have too many friends that I just share this and say, I talk it over with God. God is my friend. And when you married, the Lord said that let no man put you asunder.
Absolutely.
You have to separate. See, people, that's where a lot of marriages go wrong. They tell their mom, they tell their dad, they tell their brothers and sisters, when the person that joined marriage together from the beginning is God.
Absolutely.
No man is perfect.
So
no
Margaret,
woman is perfect.
Margaret, let me ask you this. So did you forgive your husband, and have you worked it out?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, that the Lord, through me praying, through asking God to deal with him, because only God can deal with the men. We can talk all day long and try to change them. We can't fix them. Only God can.
I like that. Only God can fix them.
We try to change them, and there are things in them that God got to get out. He created man first before he created woman.
That's true.
And men can be stubborn, so who the only one can deal with them is the head, God. He knows everything about us. So I did a lot of prayer, and I had to ask the Lord to help me to forgive him and to pass all this past hurt and pain. Let's start fresh.
Yeah.
And keep him always in the marriage. That's why I'm so private. I don't let everybody in but God.
I like it. You know, I put this on Facebook, so you know, Margaret, I put your quote there, that only God can deal with the man, only God can fix him.
That's right.
And instead of you being frustrated and bitter, which you were, you gave it back to God. You let God work, and it sounds like things have changed. Things have turned around.
It did, because I let God in. Like he said, let me in. No man can do what I can do. That's why it's important for us to stay in the Word. I know marriage is rough. It has its ups and downs, but marriage goes around in a circle. You wait till it come back good.
Amen. Amen. Well, Margaret, we thank you so much. Thank you for that inspirational story, and you please give our love to your husband, and I'm so glad you've persevered. And that should be a testimony for so many to know that it's not over until God says it's over. So thank you so much, Margaret.
All right. Take care.
Have a blessed day.
If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. We're talking about it ain't over until God says it's over. Are you having a particularly difficult time in your marriage, and you're wondering if it's over and you need some advice? This is a good time to have Marcos help you out. Give us a call at 855-454-5905.
You know, from time to time, about once a month, we do an open forum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we let you bring up any question. And sometimes, you know, we actually set the tone, right? We talk about it. But it doesn't mean you can't call, as long as you have a question relating to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to ask me about something totally, you know, unrelated, then of course that's not going to work. But, you know, even if you're single, we know many, many of you are single and you're listening and you're wondering, okay, what do I do in this situation? How do I know? I mean, is it marriage supposed to be for life? You know, I know some people who just are miserable or even in danger because they feel like they cannot get divorced. That's not what we're talking about. There are biblical reasons and right reasons to be able to divorce. But I think with the divorce rate being so high, there's no way that people who love Jesus, who trust God, who says that God joined them together, are just, you know, fighting for their marriage. There's no way. I think people are giving up way too soon. I hear this all the time from where I sit, where people say, I've done everything. And then I go down the list. Well, have you done counseling? No. Have you been to a workshop together? No. Have you done this? No. And then it's like, all right, so you haven't mm-hmm. done everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've argued a lot. Maybe you've talked mm-hmm. about everything, mm-hmm. but you haven't done everything. So again, we're going to give you the number. We're talking about it ain't over until God says it's over. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know those song lyrics. I mean, encouraging. But really, we're talking about marriage and relationships. Here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. Tiffany's going to give the number again.
That's right. The number is 855-454-5905. So we welcome your phone call at this time.
And I said this earlier, but if you have not done so, we do invite you to go to Facebook.com if you are in social media. We usually tend to, you know, go there and share a little bit of what you've posted. Mm-hmm. You have opportunities to ask questions and also comment on what others are you know, saying or mm-hmm. posting online as well. So you can go to Facebook.com/BeyondTheVows. Mm-hmm. And you could also always go to PraisePhilly.com, which is our website. And you can look for me, Marcos Mercado, Marriage Beyond the Vows. And also, you can encourage others to listen to archive shows. For some reason, if you missed a part of the show or you've heard about a show we've had in the past or someone you know really needs to hear it, go ahead and mm-hmm. send them to PraisePhilly.com. Mm-hmm. You could also message me there. You can look for me, Marcos Mercado, mm-hmm. and send me a message. You know, earlier we shared our theme scripture, which comes from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 12, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And then it talks about running with perseverance. Mm. You know, we got to realize, you know, marriage is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to, okay, I do. Okay, now we're going to live happily ever after. It's like, no, it's a marathon. You know, right. you have to persevere. You have to pace yourself. And I think part of that is taking care of the marriage, mm-hmm. maintaining the marriage. You know, part of that is, you know, if you are getting help for your relationship. Mm-hmm. And getting help doesn't mean when you're in so much trouble that you don't know if you're going to make it. Mm-hmm. There are many of us who should be getting help right now because mm-hmm. we just can't communicate or we're having issues in our intimacy now. And if you don't get help, it's only going to get worse. It's not just going to magically get better. Mm-hmm. And we're saying all these things because we care. We want to see your marriage grow and change. Mm-hmm. Again, we'll give you that number. I know some of you are starting to call in, and we want to definitely have that conversation. But if you're, you know, driving, we ask that you pull over, that you take the phone off a speaker. We're going to have a great conversation here. We'll give mm-hmm. you the number again, and then we're going to hear from one of our callers here.
All right. So in order to reach us, you must dial 855-454-5905. We have Aaliyah calling in from the Garden State, New Jersey. Aaliyah, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi. I was calling because I'm engaged.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Aaliyah, if you could speak up a little bit. We're having a hard time hearing you.
I was calling.
That's better. Thank you.
I am engaged to a pastor, and when things get a little down, he decides that he wants to go on a crack bench.
Okay.
So I know I can't fix him. I heard a lady prior, only God can fix him.
Sure.
I'm just struggling, like, if I should stay in this relationship.
Okay. So, Aaliyah, you're engaged to a pastor, and you're trying to figure out if you should stay in the relationship or you should, call it quits, right? Break off the engagement. I think we had some problems with the phone. I think we just lost Aaliyah. So, Aaliyah, if you're listening to us, which you probably aren't, because we encourage you to not go ahead and, you know, not listen to the radio at the same time. Mm-hmm. But in case, you know, Aaliyah, if you do turn on the radio and you get to hear this, we want you to call right back. We definitely want to answer your question and help you with your situation. I think some others are calling as well.
Other people are calling in, so we'll give them a chance to get settled on the phone because our producer, Larry, is working with them at this time. You can call us at 855-454-5905. That's how you can get us. And Aaliyah, please call back. We don't know what happened to your phone, so give us a call.
And I want to say one thing here, and whether we get able to connect with Aaliyah or not, mm-hmm. you know, every situation is unique. You know, we're never going to tell you, okay, yeah, definitely break off the relationship. Unless it's absolutely hindering your relationship with God, If you're yoked with an unbeliever, I mean, these things are very clear in, you know, biblically. But if not, then what do we need to do? We, mm-hmm. you know, we need to figure out, okay, what's going on? What is the concern? One thing I can say is it's not a divorce unless you're married. So even if it's right up until the day of the wedding, if you don't make those vows, you don't need to feel bad. Because this is the rest of your life. And I think sometimes people feel like, oh, well, the invitations are out. All the family mm-hmm. knows. We're about to go to the altar. I mean, mm-hmm. it's too late. No, it's not too late. You know what's too late? When you make a decision that you regret for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And then you end up in divorce. And that's serious. And God takes marriage very seriously. So I tell people, get premarital counseling all the time. Get help. Not mm-hmm. only when you need, you know, you feel like you need it because you're in trouble, but really to get ready for the rest of your life. You know, this is a huge commitment. After your relationship with God, your marriage is the greatest commitment you will ever make.
Mm-hmm.
So I do Absolutely. Believe we have several lines are lighting up now. That's we have right. several phone calls here. I believe we're going to line 3.
Yes, we're going to speak with Joy, calling in from Philadelphia. Joy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're doing very well. Thank you, Joy.
How are you?
I'm nervous. I feel like I'm kind of in the same situation as the last caller where I'm in an engagement situation and part of me feels like it may not work out. Like I just can't fix them anymore. And, you know, I'm praying on it. And I feel like if I'm getting the answer, I'm just not seeing the answer. I'm at like.
Well, tell us a little bit. How long you've been engaged?
Oh, we've been engaged for 2 years, but we've been together for 9 years, and we have two small children.
Wow. Wow. Are you shacking up? You're living together?
We've been living together for 7 years. So our daughter is 5 and our son is 2.
Okay. Let me start here, Joy. I think a lot of times it's really difficult to see clarity or see things clearly, God's will, if we're not doing God's will. Does that make sense? It's like, you know, for you to know if this is the man you should spend the rest of your life with, God has to be the center. But if you are already living together, you started a family, but you haven't done this the right way. One thing I can tell you that's really good, living together without being married is not. But one thing that is good is that you're considering God's will instead of just saying, let me just jump in and get married. But the sin, you know, the scripture I shared earlier, it says throw off everything that hinders. That's what makes it difficult. Now, if God is not the center of the marriage, I could imagine the challenges you have. I mean, so what is your number one concern with you, with your fiance right now?
His anger. He has, excuse me, a very volatile temper.
Okay.
And I'm scared that one day his temper is just going to go off the edge and it's going to be like crazy.
Okay. So is he getting any help with his anger?
No. And I've said that so many times. Like, I'm not a psychologist. I can't help you with your anger.
Yeah.
On my end, I just pray.
Yeah. Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, for the record, anger is not sin. It's what you do when you're angry. So the scripture in Ephesians 4 says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Why does the Bible say that? Why did Paul write this in the book of to the Ephesians? He is saying, look, being angry, it's a God-given emotion. It's actually a good thing. There are times where we need to get indignant. Jesus himself, right, when he went to the temple and they were treating it like a marketplace, he was angry. He overthrew the tables. He made a whip. He was serious. But that's righteous that he didn't sin. He had indignation. But when the anger controls you, then it becomes sin. And so the Bible says, in your anger, do not sin. You know, it sounds like your husband has strong emotions, and that could be a great strength. But unchecked, it's very dangerous. And I would say, listen, first of all, make sure you're not just living with someone who's not your husband. You know, that situation is not good. God's not pleased with that. That's not right. And number two, if you are going to consider marriage and spending the rest of your life with this man, but you're afraid, don't do it until you feel like he really is getting help, whether it's anger management or people, older spiritual men in his life that he can trust. that he's getting help and being open, don't do it until you see change. Because if not, I tell you, stuff like this doesn't just, you know, go away. If he doesn't know how to deal with his anger and without getting help, he's going to elevate. And that's dangerous.
I know.
And I think, you know, God, you know, is trying to protect you there. He's saying, listen, you have a way out right now. He is not your husband. You don't have to be with him. And then maybe being a little separated might be good. He might say, wait a minute. If I really want this marriage, if I really want you and I want my family, then I got to get my life together. I got to repent. That would be a really good thing, I believe. Joy, so God is giving you an opportunity here. I say take it. Take the opportunity.
Thank you. I mean, those are like the thoughts I was already having. It's like you literally just said all the stuff, all the things I was already thinking about. So that's kind of weird.
Oh, look at it as confirmation. It's what the Bible says. He right now he's not your husband. And I tell you, let me tell you what marriage does. Marriage magnifies what's already there. It does. So if there's already a problem and you get married, it's going to grow. And so I really want to encourage you, you know, without him being angry, the best way to approach that, Joy, is just have a good conversation with him. I would say maybe even in a public place, just go out, have a cup of coffee, have some tea, pray first, say, let's pray and let's talk about our future. And this is what it's going to mean. But you don't have to, you know, lay down the law. Just say, listen, I'm praying. I'm getting help myself. I want what's best for all of us, for you, for me, for the children. Let's put this in God's hands. All right, Joy, thank you so much. We really
thank
do appreciate
you so
it. Thank
much.
You for listening and for calling.
All right.
Thank you.
Take
Amen.
Care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Aaliyah.
Yes,
back.
Aaliyah is back, and I'm so glad you were able to get back on the phone, Aaliyah. Aaliyah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, okay. Thank you so much. We don't know what happened. We're so sorry that we got disconnected. Mm-hmm. So, In while we lost you, we had Joy who called in with a similar situation, but we don't know all the details. So if you're just tuning in, Aaliyah was on the phone. We lost her, and now she's back, and she's engaged to a pastor, and she's trying to figure out whether she should call off the wedding or not. So tell us what's happening. What is your main concern?
My main concern is that when things get a little rough in life, instead of him going to Jesus, he goes to drugs.
Mm.
And
what kind of drugs?
Crack.
Okay. So he's a pastor and he's getting high on crack, and is he in rehab or getting some kind of help?
It's not often. It's like every so many months, which I just don't understand. Like,
okay. Let me be honest with you here, Aaliyah. I think a couple of things. Number one, I think he's in the wrong profession. He needs a pastor. He needs spiritual help. He shouldn't be trying to help people at this stage in life, number one. I think number two, you're saying you're praying for a sign. This is a huge red flag. Mm. And I tell you why. Drug addicts have cycles, and they're not all the same. However, in my experience, and I've been pastoring and counseling for over 20 years, and whatever that cycle is, sometimes it is months, sometimes it's weeks. But what I realize is as time goes on, if the person doesn't get help, the cycle gets shorter. It starts happening faster. So your husband might be fine until something triggers his wanting to go and use, and those triggers will come more often. And marriage, for some reason, it just, like I said to Joy earlier, our previous caller, you know, marriage exposes things. It magnifies even more. And so sometimes the stress of being married and really having to work your differences out pushes people to do things that aren't right, whether it's an addiction to crack, whether it's an addiction to alcohol, whether it's an addiction to, you know, sex and pornography. I mean, people tend to be even worse off when they're married because you have to now face the reality and deal with it. And I think that unless he's willing to totally get help and be radically different, but with what you know already is you're going to have to give it enough time to see if what happens when that cycle comes back around. Is he going to be different?
Okay.
Because there's a lot there. I mean, and crack cocaine is a very serious drug. I'm not saying that, you know, sin is sin, but in terms of the addiction, the how destructive it is. I mean, your family will be destroyed because of it. I've seen many families destroyed because of addiction, but especially something like crack cocaine. Okay. So why is so hard? Is it so hard for you to make this decision? I mean, anyone listening right now, just say this is a no-brainer. You know, your husband's addicted. I mean, your fiance's addicted to crack. Why would you marry him? Why is it so difficult?
I don't know if I feel like I know the enemy can bring people in your life just as well as God can.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know if he was born into my life for a reason. Like, I know I can't truly help him. I can just pray for him.
Yes and no. Let me tell you something you can do, and if you haven't done this already, and their groups are everywhere, like the, you might need to visit a codependent group, because it might be good for you to talk to some wives who are already married to men who are addicted to drugs and hear what they have to say and take their advice, because they are where you definitely don't want to be. That would be my advice to you, is go find a group that deals with, you know, spouses of addicts, codependent.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you listening and persevering and calling us back. We pray you make the right decision, Aaliyah, and, you know, please, you know, keep us posted. Call us back. Update us with what's going on.
Okay. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a
Take
blessed
care.
Day.
All right. Let's go back to New Jersey and speak with Keisa. Keisa, good morning. You're live on the air.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. So you're calling us from the Garden State. Tell us, so you're single, but you're thinking about marriage.
Yes, it's a possibility. Yes.
Okay, so what's your question about it? How can we help?
Well, this is a little bit about my background. You actually kind of gave me a lot of insight, you know, based on what the advice you gave to the other two ladies. But, you know, I am single. I'm very, you know, I'm young. You know, I'll be 24 this year, and I'm having a baby. And, you know, a little bit about my background, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems like it's getting harder, you know. We've discussed, you know, possibly getting married and everything. And it's just like, do I do this in the type of situation that we're in now? You know, kind of bickering a lot, you know. And it's like we don't see eye to eye like we used to, you know. And a year is not a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I know that to really get to know somebody, you know, but we do love each other. We do want to be together. He has a strong foundation, and I don't have that. So it's kind of like a, you know, we don't really see eye to eye when it comes to certain things. And we have a lot of battles against us. And it's
okay.
Like, what do I do? Do I try to stick it out with this young man? Or, you know, because I'm so mature and I was forced to be so mature, do I, you know, just, you know, I pray to God all the time, and God has brought me to him. And I, you know, I know this because I've asked God for this man before I got in a relationship, before I got pregnant. You know, I've asked God for things that I want, you know, and I've tried to be faithful as much as I can, as humanly possible, you know, that I can. And everything that I wanted, I found in him. Now that I've gotten him, I see things that we don't totally agree on, and sometimes it can be a big struggle, and I don't know what to do.
But Keisha, can I be honest with you?
Yes.
You know, you're saying you've done everything humanly possible and you prayed for this man.
I'm talking about with me, you know. And
no, I understand, but hear me out here. Mm-hmm. However, you've put this man before God. You've taken God out of the picture and you've put this man. Why I say that? Because you're pregnant and you're not married. Why didn't you wait? If this was such a blessing and you're really trying to do it God's way, why didn't you just wait and say, listen, let's do this God's way? It's only been a year. I mean, couldn't wait a year to see if this was the man for you to spend the rest of your life with?
It trust me, it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't something that a choice that I decided to make. I did have guidance. His parents are fully inside the church, so I did have guidance, and we have talked about that. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I really, you know, am kind of embarrassed about, because it's not like I did not know, you know.
Okay.
I've got counseled about this, you know, while we don't live together, but while we were you know, always constantly together. You know, they warned both of us. They talked about what the possibilities can be. And it's not like I made a choice. I made a choice to have my child after, and that was just because
of
God.
Look, you've messed up. You got that. Are you still physically? Are you still physically intimate with this man? Be honest.
No, not really. No.
Okay,
no,
so you're not.
You know, not really. Not since I found out I was pregnant. No.
Okay. All right. Well. Congratulations for that. Amen. I mean,
that's
keep that. Don't make it even worse and complicate things even more. All right. So, what is his take? I mean, you said you're embarrassed. It sounds like you know there's repentance there. You're not proud of this. You're not saying it's okay. You're not living together. You want to keep the child. I mean, you're growing up, right? You're dealing this the right way. You know, the mistake. You're owning your mistake. But what is his attitude about all this?
He wants to be there. He wants to see. It's a struggle because he wants to live together. You know, his parents ask us, like, what are our plans? Like, his mother thinks that it's a good idea for us to get married, to get counseling before.
Sure.
But, you know, he wants to live together. He wants, like, we want to be together.
Okay, but does, like, he want to live together before getting married?
He wants to just be there for me and the baby.
Okay, that's fine. I understand him wanting to be there. But does he feel like maybe we could just you could just live together first and then figure out the marriage thing later?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, this is what concerns me. He's not leading you spiritually. That's obvious. You need this man to grow up and be a spiritual leader if he's going to be your husband. And I think your answer is right there. Now, I'm not saying he can't get there. He's just not there now. And getting pregnant is not a reason to get married. And so he might be the one. He just needs to grow up, it sounds like. He needs to wrestle, and God needs to be the priority. Because if you listen to the show enough, there are lots of women that call in saying that they kind of knew that God wasn't the priority in this man's life, but they married him anyway, and now they have regrets. Because if he's not leading you spiritually now, what makes you think he's going to lead you spiritually and as a father and husband if you get married? He needs to show you that. And I love, you know, 2 Corinthians 7 talks about godly sorrow versus worldly sorrow. And he needs to make sure, you want to make sure he has godly sorrow. Because if he does, he'll repent. He'll be a great man. He'll be a great husband. Sounds like he has great parents who are giving you great advice. But he needs to listen. And so he's not ready to listen yet, Kisa. And I want to encourage you, don't rush into this. And definitely don't just give in because he's pressuring you just to be there for you and the kid. And God has to be first. And he needs to be able to lead you spiritually, okay?
Yeah.
All right, stand firm. Listen, don't compromise. You know God sees what you're doing, and God will bless it. Don't make the mistake, and then later you wish you could have listened. I would say listen to his parents, too. It sounds like they have a good head on their shoulders.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kisa. We do appreciate you listening and calling. And like I tell so many of our callers, you know, call us back later on. You know, give us an update. We'll be definitely praying for you.
Is this definitely taped on recorded on your website so that I can have him, you know,
yes,
hear the message that you gave me?
Absolutely. It will be up. I don't know if it'll be up today. It'll be early in the week. Mm-hmm. Check
okay.
If it's not later today, check on Monday or Tuesday, and it should be up. Okay.
Thank you so much. I just turned on your station, and I asked God. I never get through the radio station. I said, God, if you, it's meant to be, if you let me get through to this station.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And by the way, it's praisephilly.com, and just search for me, Marcos Mercado, and you should be able to listen to archive shows. Today's show is titled, It Ain't Over Until God Says It's Over. Amen. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day, Kisa.
Thank you. Well, listen, don't touch that dial. We're actually going to come back and we're going to switch to an open forum for the remainder of the program. So we want you to check that out. And we don't want you to miss out on anything. Marriage Beyond the Vows will return right after this.